It's Brian Noonan in for Rokon and Anna DeVellantes this week, wrapping up 2015, and ushering in 2016 as the week goes on. You may think that all your shopping is done. You may think that there's no more sales because, oh, everything was on sale before Christmas. That's when people spend all their money. Well, you might not be accurate in that. Brian Hoyt is a shopping expert with RetailMeNot.com. He joins us on 720 WGN to set the record straight. Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
Hey. Absolutely, Brian. Thanks for having me on Chicago.
All right, so you guys just had a new survey come out. How many people are actually waiting and looking forward to shopping in this week after Christmas?
Yeah, I don't think it's as much as people were waiting. I mean, people have been shopping for the holidays since Labor Day ended. Really, in these post-holiday sales, it's a new opportunity for consumers to save. And about 7 in 10 American shoppers told RetailMeNot recently that they're going to be shopping this week into early January during these post-holiday sales. And they're going to spend an average of about $270 when they're out at the mall, either at the Old Orchard Mall in Skokie or one of my favorites down on Michigan Avenue, of course. You have the great big mall down there that folks will be shopping at.
Yeah, right across the street. So obviously people are, you know, thinking about exchanging things, but what are the big things that drive sales during this kind of a post-holiday week?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that have always happened. About 1 in 3 Americans are telling us that they are going to be returning as much as 20% of the gifts that they receive. And so that forces them to physically go to a store often to go and do that. That always leads to opportunistic shopping. The other thing is retailers historically have inventory that they need to get rid of to clear the shelves for the 2016 versions of what they're offering in 2015. So a lot of the times retailers will offer discounts to try to clear the racks effectively. What's new this year is that consumers are flush with tens of millions of dollars in gift cards, and they're going to be entering into stores looking to go and shop, probably to finally buy something for themselves. About 25% of shoppers have told us that they're going to be focused on them. They've been focused on everybody else up until this point. And so it's an opportunity to go and really find some savings that could be as good as kind of 40% plus off. The only difference between now and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, for instance, is that there's a lot less inventory on the shelves for retailers.
I thought that was, when I read that statistic that people were now looking to spend on themselves, I just thought that was hilarious. Because I know, Brian, you've run into these people who are buying themselves gifts even before the holidays. They're like, well, it's like one for someone else and one for me. And now they have the great excuse to just go, well, holidays are over. It's all about me now.
You know, I think that's what gift cards have been about since 2008. Gift cards have grown in popularity. And the funny thing is 2008 is when we had this recession, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
For so long, you know, since the recession, we've been taught to be frugal in terms of what we're buying. And so maybe that's why pre-Christmas, you know, we were making some of these purchases for ourselves as well. But the thing about gift cards is it's the psychological kind of basically permission to go to the store and finally buy something for yourselves. And so I think that's why they've grown in such popularity. And, you know, it used to be a gift card was a cop-out. You didn't think
right.
enough about me. You didn't think hard enough about the gift that I wanted. But now you're giving someone the freedom to go shopping for themselves. And I think that's fun for a lot of Americans. And this is a great week to go and do it, as I mentioned, because I think the sales are so steep in terms of discounts for consumers.
Now, one of the stats that you had with the gift cards is that a lot of people still use those gift cards to buy for somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, typically you'll still see a lot of consumers buying something for someone else. About 1 in 5 consumers have said they've re-gifted a gift card to someone else. About 1 in 6 have let them go unused. And the other kind of 8% to 7% of gift card users have told us that, you know, they're actually going to exchange those gift cards, that unused money on those gift cards, for cash. And there's a number of websites out there where you could do that today. Also, you can go to your local grocery store, and there's probably a Coinstar machine where you can go and make that happen. But for the most part, about 30% of consumers have said they're going to go to the stores this week in December to go and use those gift cards to go shopping, likely to buy something for someone else or themselves. About, again, 3/4 are buying for someone else, 1/4 said they're buying for themselves. And about 2 in 5, 43%, said they're going to be using those gift cards to shop the winter sales in the early weeks of January. So I think you're going to see probably a couple weeks of these post-holiday sales as retailers clear the racks for 2016.
Brian Hoyt's a shopping expert for RetailMeNot.com. All right, you mentioned that the inventory may be less because people have been shopping since Labor Day for the holidays, but the discounts are going to be deep. Where are the best places for consumers to save money this week?
Sure. I really like kind of being the opportunistic shopper when it comes to consumer electronics. For the most part, it's one of the areas where you see a lot of high-dollar items get returned. And so often those items are rechecked for damage to make sure that they're okay to resell, put back on the shelves, and they're often put back on the shelves at a clearance. And so historically speaking, RetailMeNot looked at the data, and we see the consumer electronics space having 35% plus off deals this week. If you're into apparel, it's an excellent opportunity to go and save, especially in the designer apparel space. So if you're a clothier that kind of has a logo on it, like a Lacoste or Polo or Abercrombie and Fitch, you know, these designer clothiers are offering discounts to 45% plus off this week. So it's an amazing opportunity to save there. Other categories I like are home goods. If you're in the market for furniture, this is a great time to go and buy furniture right now. I'm actually seeing a lot of 2-for-1 deals. And then also in the accessory space. So if your shoes, jewelry, you're seeing 40% plus off deals there. And last but not least, what we call the stocking stuffer category. Still a lot of great items in the books, movies, and music category where you're seeing 40% plus off deals there. So some steep discounting happening in the marketplace today and a real great opportunity for consumers to save.
And are retailers using coupons and rebates to try to lure consumers in as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, what we saw this year is that there's a 20% plus increase in the amount of coupons that are in the marketplace to entice consumers to go and save. There's a few new categories, too, that retailers are using to kind of get consumers to come and shop. One of them is the digital rebate. And so at RetailMeNot right now, you can use a rebate, for instance, if you go to Macy's and you basically take a picture of your receipt, you submit that receipt through the app that we have, and then you get a gift card in exchange for that item that you go up and purchase and pick up in store. There's a number of other retailers who are doing the digital rebate offer too. That's made possible through mobile technology. And then last but not least, one of the new opportunities is the discounted gift card. So a lot of retailers are making $100 worth of discard value available for $90, $95. And so that's an opportunity to do what we call stackable savings. So you can buy a discounted gift card, you can add a coupon on top of that, and then use your cash back credit card. And there's three ways to save on one purchase.
Wow. That's a nice little combination there. Brian Hoyt is with me. He is the Vice President of Communications and the spokesperson for RetailMeNot.com. He's also the senior writer for their online magazine, The Real Deal. You mentioned technology a minute ago, Brian. You know, everybody wants to have apps. Everybody wants their phone or their pad to help them with shopping. Are there any technology tools that can help us save more this post-holiday season?
Yeah, look, this is going to sound really opportunistic and pluggy, but the RetailMeNot app is one I absolutely would suggest. It's free to consumers. You don't have to buy it. It's available on the iTunes Store and Google Play. When you download the app, it will let you know when you're at Water Tower Place or at the Old Orchard Mall, what are all of the offers that are available around you. It will basically prioritize your favorite stores first and let you know what are the discounts that are available. Mobile technology has become the most important way that consumers can synthesize complicated information to make smart spending decisions when they're on the go. And so you can use that technology to save if you're shopping online, but more importantly now, you can use mobile technology to save when you're in a brick-and-mortar retail environment. And that's really good news for consumers. Again, mobile apps like RetailMeNot are one that I would highly suggest consumers download on their phone.
Brian, I really appreciate all the information. Again, everybody should go to RetailMeNot.com. You can download the app, save yourself some money, and if you're one of those people, go back and see about, what did you call it, stacking the savings, getting the coupons, getting the discounted gift card, and then get to use your points back card. That's a brilliant piece of information. Brian, thanks so much for the time. Have a happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year, everybody in Chicago.